This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to call him by the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. And that is from the NIV, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And our Christmas morning 411 show prayer will be delivered by Elder Exum Lawson of Cathedral of Faith Church.
Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for another day full of blessings, opportunity, rejuvenation, and just all around love. We thank you for this program, What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. We thank you for the guests that have been on the program all year long. We thank you for the host, Miss Sharon Kay. We thank you for each and every person that has come to this radio station, WFSK Jazzy 88, on this morning to celebrate you, Father God, for it is all about you. It is all about the fact that you stepped through time and space to send us a Savior. You stepped through time and space to send us a representation of your love so that we could be reunited with you. We thank you so, so much for this time. We thank you so, so much for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus, we thank you. In your mighty name, we pray and say together, Amen.
Amen.
shakers, inspiration from around the nation. It's the 411, we're sharing a cake. What a way to make a day. Sharing cake is on the way.
Hi, this is Alicia Cross, First Lady of Faith Community Church of God in Christ, and I enjoy listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay, my favorite talk show host.
Now, you know I love me some sister girl, okay? Let me say Merry Christmas and hello to Nashville and all of the beautiful people who are gathered and who are dressed up and festive, and I'm just like duly impressed. Everybody looking good and shiny outfits and reds and all kind of, you know, it's just...
That's right.
And how many people were here early? A lot.
A lot.
Which, you know, the weather was good. We didn't have any obstacles.
That's right.
So this is going to be another beautiful 411 show broadcast. You know, this is the annual 411 show, totally live. And Jesus is the reason for the season Christmas party. That we have this live on air. It's an on-air Christmas party. So we'll be hearing from a lot of people and meeting and greeting a lot of people today. They'll be coming into the studio and sharing some information, you know, just right quick Christmas greetings. Also, talk a little bit with a couple of them about what it is they do in particular. Councilman, our favorite Councilman Freddie O'Connell, he is here, and of course our friends from the Frist Center and Miss Brown and Erica was here. You know, Erica's like, I guess yes. Sheet music, she was like, yes. What you want me to do with this? So our choir today is going to be under the direction of Everett Drake.
Okay.
And the distinguished gospel singer. Award-winning, multi-talented. Come yes. on, Lord, help us, Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. That's your fan club, see. Everett is going to help us this morning. We have a real live singer and to help us that need some directing. And, of course, he's going to lead the choir in some of our songs. Let's have him slide a little bit closer over here so I can see his whole face. There it is. Okay, now I got your whole face. Everett, how you doing, darling?
Good morning. I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing well. We had to heap that praise on you because we love you.
I just said thank you, and I'm grateful to be here with you.
Absolutely. You remember the last time you came to the Christmas party? Remember?
Yes, yes. How could I forget?
I left
you so mad at Dr. Mark Williams and how smooth and beautiful and clear his voice was this early time of morning.
Yeah, no, yours is going to do likewise. Yours is going to be likewise.
Oh.
And that's right. Dr. Mark was the vocalist that year.
Absolutely. And awesome man.
Yes,
awesome
he is. Man. Wonderful
singer.
Yes, we've been blessed on these Christmas shows annually to have some good friends that don't mind getting up for the Sunrise Christmas party at WFSK, and they render such beautiful music to us, and Everett is going to do that today. Everett, you've been on the trail, you've been doing a lot of things. How is your project going?
All is well. God is still opening doors and making ways.
I'm yes.
traveling, ministering in song throughout the country. I'm on my way back to Detroit for an encore performance of a play that I'm traveling with
yeah.
called It's All a Lie
wow.
by Pastor Lydia Wright out of Detroit, Michigan. And we were there the first part of the month for Bishop Coletta Vaughn's 65th birthday celebration.
Okay.
And they're bringing it back again, an encore performance. So I'll be in Detroit the end of the month on the 30th
okay.
for that play. And just keep me in your prayers. God
I
is
will.
Doing
I will.
New things in 2019. And
Amen.
I'm so excited.
Amen. Now, Everett, you know your task today. And, you know, you're going to help people through these songs who... never met each other, some of them, and some of them truly, you know, were shocked when they found out they got here and they had to sing. Because that's the all-city community choir, I mean, well, you know. But I know you can do it.
Oh, we're going to do it together. It's going to be a wonderful thing.
Amen. See, trust the Lord.
We're in this together.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Now, and I know they're going to sound good. Now, but we're going to start with one of yours. This, is this Amen Goes Right There?
No, I thought I would sing something else from the project that normally doesn't make it to radio.
Oh, wow.
And this song is called He's Our God. It's during this time of year, in this season, mm-hmm. we need to always be reminded and remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen.
And He's our God. He's our healer, our deliverer, our protector. And we just want to remind people as we enter into this season,
yes.
that Jesus is the reason for
Amen.
The season. It's not a Christmas song as per se, but I just want the message to go forth.
Amen.
And as the opening of this extravaganza.
Well, that sounds excellent. And without any further from yours truly, this is Nashville's very own gospel recording artist, Mr. Everett Drake, and also a member of the Nashville Super Choir, live on WFSK.
He's our God. He's an awesome God.
He's our God. He's an awesome God.
Oh,
He's our God. He's an awesome God. You're listening to
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Can you believe it? We actually made it through college, girl. Can you believe it? We're besties and graduating seniors. Yes! Sarah, I know you can hardly wait to get back home to see your family and friends, right?
Well, kind of. You did notice, Jasmine, that my mom was not at my graduation. You did notice, didn't you? Who does that?
Well, I really wasn't gonna go there, Sarah.
Well, I'm going to go there, Jasmine. You are my closest friend. I haven't shared this with anyone, not even close family members. Last time I was home on break, I found a bunch of bottles of pain pills with my mom's name on them and empty pill bottles for drugs like Oxycontin and Xanax. She would be knocked out on the couch every day, not even aware that I was home. I'm really getting scared, Jasmine, that one day my mom won't wake up.
Sarah, it's time now. You and your family need to talk right away. You really need to have the conversation.
To help a loved one, or for more information, contact STARS at havetheconversationtn.org or 615-983-6803. This public service announcement is funded by the Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health for STARS Middle Tennessee Opioid Misuse Prevention Initiative.
Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, T. Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house with a bunch of party people. For real, for real. This is the annual 411 show. Jesus is the reason for the season live Christmas party. And there are some of our guests who are seasoned pros at the party. And some are new and discovering what is going on. It's like, okay, what do we do now? What do we do? And after this segment, I think they'll get it. In the studio with me while we are having our guests out there enjoy their food is Ellen Pryor from our friends from the Frisk Center. Yay! You know, we love y'all.
Well, we love you right back. It's such an honor to be here. And Freddie and I were just talking 4 or 5 years, maybe, that I've been coming.
To the Christmas party.
It's such a great national tradition.
And the fact that she's excited when I tell her when it is, she says, I'm not going to miss this. I'm like, oh, thank you. But it's people like you that help. You know what the goal, and you get it.
You call, we come.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. And so far, aren't you amazed at how many people are actually here early?
And Lucy.
Yes, yes.
Nobody's stumbling around.
It isn't. See, that's the power.
I'm stumbling.
Power of Jazzy 88, Sharon Kay.
Well, also new to our Christmas party is the one of the wonderful listeners and supporters of the station who was at the Radiothon. We had so much fun with you, girl.
Yes, we did.
We did. Erica Lincoln.
We're about
was
to
here.
Turn up.
Yes, and we had the best. I said, she is the spark, Jack. We got to have her back at this Christmas party.
Sharon, I don't think anybody told her she was expected to sing today.
Though. No, they did not.
No, they did not. I got handed some music here, and I'm like,
and you want us to do what with this?
Yeah, I don't know, but I can make photocopies of this and pass it around.
Well, see, Everett is going to help us. Yeah, because we have faith in a real gospel recording artist.
Yes.
That he could pull off the miracle. And some of our choir members are used to this, such as Councilman Freddie O'Connell. He's used to it. And when everybody blends together, and also is Victor Chapman. He's used to it.
That's
so
right.
So they know what to expect. And they bring their A game. Don't y'all bring your A game?
Sometimes. This morning, I've been up a little early, and it's probably going to be more like my B or my C.
But they are going to be part of our choir today, and we're just really happy about having a great turnout for today. Don't say turnout for this.
Could be.
I haven't had my coffee yet. All right, this could be a dangerous show this morning.
What's really the 411, Sharon?
No, you don't want me to start. As tired as I've been in the last couple of weeks, trying to this is my last event weekend for the rest of the year. Don't say my name. Don't say my name. You know, I was in. And let me do 30-second story streak that don't say my name. On Saturdays, I really do go completely under the radar screen. You know, I won't even look to the left or right because somebody's always seeing me, and I look just bad. I have on a T-shirt and something raggedy, and my hair's, ponytailed, and, so I'm just trying to get in and get out because, I work 6 days. Yesterday, I'm in the parking lot in front of IHOP on Old Hickory Boulevard. Now, I'm innocently sitting in the car waiting on my nephew to come out. This man walks up to me. He said, "Aren't you that lady on the radio?" I'm like, "Oh, my God. I am underground, man. You're not supposed to." He said, "You remember about 10 years ago I brought my CD at the..." I was like, "Oh, my God." So this stuff is real.
The struggle is real. I know.
Hey, it is. I know people identify you, Erica, all the time.
As soon as you go to Whole Foods looking raggedy, everybody, your whole fan club is there.
I was like, I told myself, "Well, I don't have no lipstick on, I look terrible." He said, "That's right, how you looked about 10 years ago." I was like, is that good or not?
You're always gorgeous, Sharon. That's what he means.
Well, it's funny, though, because I met Erica in her former life, right? I mean, I'd started talking to her when she was still doing TV, and then I saw her out of that context. I was like, wait a second.
Right. You know? She has a life, for real. She does. And the personality came right along with her. Now, Victor, I know good and well this is going to be a long day for you because I'll be seeing you tonight. And I'll probably be seeing Erica too. Well, I guess I don't know, but tonight is the jazz on the General Jackson.
A jazzy Christmas on the cover.
Yeah,
it is.
And I'm so happy that you are here. I really am because I didn't think you. I had laid odds.
It only takes one time for Sharon Kay to call you back. It only takes one time.
That is exactly right.
And then you know you better show up on time.
Yes, well, because I'll call you out on the radio, won't I?
Exactly. Look who showed up late. Here's the good chairman.
I can't even believe him dragging
in. I invited Victor, but he didn't show up. And I'm like, I just got through working.
You better show up and show up on time.
Okay.
I noticed that you were on time early.
Exactly.
And I was excited about that. I said, "Victor, is that you?" Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm just, I'm happy that you were able to make it. I know it makes a long day for you. But just do about a 30-second on what tonight's going
to
be like.
Well, this is our third annual Jazzy Christmas on the Coming. I'm glad to be partnering with WFSK again. We are officially sold out.
Wow. Woo! Congratulations.
Hey,
we are officially sold out.
Wow.
Um,
That's great.
And, you know, I put early bird tickets on sale for a reason. So you can get early bird tickets at the discounted rate.
Yeah.
There was over 200 people that called yesterday looking for tickets.
I am certain, because it's Nashville last minute.
I'm like, guys, the people have to prepare food in advance.
Right.
But outside of that, you better get your tickets early next year, because this year we have three live acts. I pulled a guy out of retirement named Marcus Wilson.
Okay.
And a lot of people have heard him, a lot of people haven't.
Right.
They're in for a surprise. Nay Cole, a national recording artist.
Oh, yeah, Nay Cole
is going to be in the mix with her background vocals. Ruth Ann Connolly, Julius Fisher is going to be in the Heritage Room.
Wonderful.
That overlooks the boat. The weather, this is the most perfect weather we have had.
Truly.
The first year it was 18 degrees. Last year, I think it was 30.
Yes.
Today is going to be about 60 and sunny.
Yes.
So we'll get to rock out on the dock and the boat.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
You know, jump in the pool.
And Ellen, 1 year you need to go.
I absolutely will.
Literally, we.
I'll get an early bird ticket.
Exactly.
Well, I've been warned.
Yeah.
I'll bring your early bird ticket.
And, you know, seeing the people have their little homes lit up on the riverside.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really nice. And especially if it's not cold.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be beautiful.
This is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
We got MCs, Harriet Scott. She's going to be our MC, and it's going to be pretty different. I got some surprises for people this year.
Oh.
So the ones that didn't get their tickets,
they're just going to have to hear the stories later.
I mean, some people called me yesterday, said, we're driving a bus of 50 people down from Jamestown. I don't know where Jamestown is.
It's an
and I was like, save your gas. We're sold 50? Out.
Wow.
Yeah, they had a bus of 50 people that were coming this morning. And I was like, guys, I'm sorry, we're sold out.
There's only one boat.
Yeah. It's only one boat.
So. Well, maybe you'll have to do two weekends or something.
Well, we'll probably have to do a brunch and a dinner next time.
Okay.
So.
Oh, a date early and then late?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
That's what we're planning on.
Well, that would help my day.
It will.
Because that means I can leave here and go there.
Exactly.
Because when I go home and lay down for a couple hours.
I know.
That's
we don't
see you again.
I'm like, I better call Sharon Cann, make sure she's up.
That's why I have my daughter as my date, because she drives for me.
Okay.
And she likes to go because I said so, go. And so she had the fun the first year.
Right.
When it was 18 degrees.
Right.
Yeah. And if she enjoyed 18 degrees and on the river with her mama, then she's...
Oh, it's a heat wave today.
Yeah. It's going to the beach. But anyway, we have... That's just some of our guests. We have so many guests. And our musician, Everett Drake, we're going to... Everett, I know you can hear me in there, right? You in the studio. In a few minutes, I'm going to dismiss this group out. And I'm going to have you do the quick... over your first songs for our first medley, and some of these will be the standards that everybody sang in school and all that, but you're going to help them with their paces, right? Okay. So are you looking forward to your first sing with us?
I would just say yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're here now. I mean, what you mean? It's supposed to be
I signed up to be on the radio. I didn't sign up for the singing.
Well, that's part of it, honey.
That I don't do like the vocal.
And see, here's the thing about this party. This is our 17th year of doing this.
17.
This is live old school radio.
Wow.
That does not exist in today's realm, and I'm here to tell you. But this, I have photos on my website of every year. And all, and so I'm like, y'all could do a background check on this.
and see who didn't answer Sharon Kay's call.
Right.
And our friends from the Tribune take photos every year and put them in the Tribune. So we'll all be stars, y'all.
Not after these vocals. Not after they hear this singing.
No, you'll get... you'll do fine.
Just, Erica, that's all right. We don't need you back.
No.
She'll have you back on for the radiothon.
Get in the back. The back.
Well, the only soloist is in that room in there.
Okay.
I'm trusting a real gospel singer to have to be a soloist. Anyway, X, let's go to a timeout here. And Everett is going to take everybody out to their practice area out there in the hallway.
Ooh,
AKA the holding area.
Good.
Did I see Professor Red Jacket out there?
Yes.
Okay, so the male chorus is going to be really good this year.
Yeah.
Y'all are doing two songs. And I want everyone to notice that I've stepped up and gotten decent music, okay? Have you noticed I stepped up?
We're in perfect order.
Yeah, that's good.
They're in perfect order. And instead of we get to, every year we get to, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and they're like, the song's not here, Sherry. What do you want us to do? I'm like, well, I'm going to fix that one of these years.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm going to fix that one of these years, y'all.
Look at all these radio props you got to do.
I like noisemakers. Anyway, let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com.
Here's a community reminder from listener-supported Jazzy 88.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
The 411 with Sharon Kay is also being brought to you by Mount Zion Baptist Church. Join the Mount Zion Baptist Church weekly prayer call every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Central. Request prayer or listen to the playback of the call at theprayercall.org. For more information, please call the church office at 615-254-7296 or download the free Mount Zion Baptist Church app from your favorite app store. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK, Historic Fisk University. And you know what, X, I declare, I did not even ask you how you are today.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, busy. Okay. You know yeah. The story. We got Do I hear practice out there in the hallway?
You hear practice. And you hear baritone voices.
I know. And we're going to have a good male chorus this year, aren't we?
Sounds like it.
I think so. Yeah. I saw Professor Red Jacket and Dr. Wayfield's here. And
Everett Drake is in the house.
Yeah. Victor and mm-hmm. Councilman Ricardo.
That's right.
I saw a couple other, another young man, a friend of the station, mm-hmm. Angela. She brought her son.
That's right.
So I'm going to get her story here in a minute. Mm-hmm. So if you can tell them to come start filing in.
Okay.
And we'll get as many on my side.
Okay.
And I'll talk while you're getting them in lined up.
Gotcha.
And then whatever the overflow is, they can go in there to your side. Okay, you hear them out there in the hallway practicing right now. It is the 411 Show's annual live Christmas party, and we have guests that make up our community choir. And these are just a host of different kind of people who some are our established listeners and supporters. Some are come all the way around. Some are our... now, you know what... You got your spot, don't you, Professor?
In the corner.
But you know what to do. Okay. Oh, you're safe. You're good. Everybody wind on in. Come on in. Everybody come on in. Hey, baby, how are you? Come on in. Everybody, y'all, come on. Now, this is live. Come on. And we're on a two-hour crunch. Come on, everybody. Come on in. Now, while they're filing in. Okay, now, Professor, pull that one around this way so that we can hear the baritones. All right. Okay, now why'd you point it at him instead of yourself?
excuse me. I apologize.
Don't y'all be scared of microphones.
The soprano's on this side.
Yes.
Kind of, and alto's are kind of right here in this.
Soprano. Okay. Okay, now.
And well, go for what you know.
Yeah. Now, see,
I'll kind of establish the key and just join in.
You got all the house mics on? Okay. All right. Now, as y'all can tell, Juanita, where you going to be? Okay. So, now, see, this is the stuff y'all don't ever see. This is real. So, we are recording this broadcast today. Everybody, all mics are open. So power down just for a second. We are recording this today, and so everybody here can hear themselves next weekend.
Can we get royalties?
Of course. Royalties, no way, we're non-profit. Now, you better be sowing these souls to Jesus today. We're working for the Father today, so there is the only royalty is being in the room with all these kings and queens. How's it? Boom, boom, boom. I just wanted to let the audience know that we are about to hear from our all-community choir, which largely some of the people here don't know each other, never met each other, but that's essentially what the community is about. And they will be singing in medleys today, as well as our male chorus next hour. And these medleys will consist of songs that many of you are familiar with, that you have sung as a kid or during the holidays, that all relate to Jesus is the reason for the season. So you won't hear up on the housetop, and you won't hear this, and you won't hear that, because that's not what this, in my opinion, that's not what this is about. So, Everett, under the direction of Mr. Everett Drake, the All Community Choir.
Well, you forgot to say one thing.
Lean down the mic.
You forgot to say we are going to sing.
Oh, that's right, we.
Yeah. Amen goes right there.
Because I want to sing too, right?
Amen goes okay. Right there.
Okay.
Oh, come all ye faithful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come all ye faithful. Joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore.
Selection will be Away in a Manger, No Crib for a Bed.
Okay, now is that my daughter? Come give mommy some hugging. Mama, baby. Hi, sweet penny. She's been forced to come to these parties for 17 years. So, you know, this is like, she just don't even say what, just what time, Mama, what time. Just what time. Anyway, and then also there is coming up during, there's three medleys in the 8 o'clock hour. So I want Angela and her son to stay. Bonnie, you stay. And Pat, hey, Reverend, how you doing? And Pat and Amos. Amos, you go on this side, and Pat, you stay here. And then we're going to switch people out, so it'll be a lot of just whatever. Just, you know, be flex. That's radio. You got to be flexible at all times. So you got the rest of you guys. You can go out and eat, get some coffee or some juice, and we'll be. I'll be sending my daughter to come out and get you and bring you in, and then you're gonna. We're gonna chat with you. You go ahead and sit down. You sit down, son. And you guys got to practice on your next set, because 8 o'clock you got a lot of singing. And who else? Bonnie, come around. And Pat, you stay. Councilman, you we'll have you come back in a second. You got to practice. Hazelnut. He's fixing my coffee. It's not always a councilman gets to fix your coffee. I'm letting him do it, Joe.
Can you shut the door, James?
Yes.
Y'all, yeah, pull your mics around. Now, okay, Angela is new to the show, but not new to The station?
No.
You were familiar with us before?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Because I think I called the governor's office to get something, a proclamation or something like that, and you helped me, right?
Right, I did.
Okay. And so you sent me an email.
Jeez.
Do them under. Under, because it'll be easier for you. Yeah, that'll be easier. You sent me an email, as you did with most people of the media, and I wanted you to come because I think your story will bless a lot of people.
Yeah.
And in this story, you were featured, you and your son were featured on Channel 4.
Yes.
And the feature was about a blessing that was put on your life for your son. If you can, without a long version, but give a short version of what the circumstances were that brought your story to Channel 4's attention.
Well, my son was graduating from high school, and he's in ministry, mm-hmm. and he's 18 now, but he was traveling and doing ministry at a very young age, and I knew he would need a car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just gotten married, and we were doing different things, mm-hmm. and preparing to move, and I really didn't have the finances to get him a car, and I saw Channel 4 Surprise Squad on TV, and I said, I think I'll try and sign Jeremiah up for that to see if he could get a car.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sure enough, I got some of the worst news of my life in September, and that it was life-changing. And then a few weeks later, I got another life-changing email,
mm-hmm.
and it was Channel 4 telling me they were interested in Jeremiah.
Amen.
And so I of course, emailed them back, and he was with me when I got the email. And they said, be sure not to say anything. And he was right there with me.
Did Mama keep quiet, Jeremiah?
Yeah, I was in the car, and she was just like, we was driving, she just screamed. And I was like, what is going on? Like, she was like, thank you, Jesus. And I was like, Ma, you going to tell me what it is? She said, you can't know. So yeah. It was just one of those moments.
That's what mamas do when they get that's definitely right. Yep.
Yeah. But even at that point, we hadn't been chosen.
Yeah.
They were just saying they were interested, but I knew that. I just knew that that was going to be God's blessing for us and for Jeremiah. Sometimes you just know in your spirit. You just know.
Yes.
And when I saw that email, I said, Jeremiah is going to get chosen.
Amen.
By the grace of God.
Amen.
And I was more than grateful. I just received it. As soon as I saw that email, I was like, no, I know God is making a way.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, we just claimed it. I claimed it and believed it. And sure enough, they called and said, Jeremiah was chosen.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a blessing. So how'd you feel, son, when you found out you're getting a new car? I mean, hey, I know what I'd be doing, some cartwheels, okay? How'd you feel?
It was just crazy. It was literally just like a normal day. I was just singing in the choir, and my music director was like, so chill about it, which is like, oh yeah, New Channel 4 is going to come and do a story about NPWI, which is the major that I'm in, National Praise and Worship Institute.
Okay.
So it was just a normal day. So then we go outside, and New Channel 4 is out there. And I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. And the main lady, I forgot her name.
Holly.
Yeah. She grabbed me and was like, I think I want to have you in the front. And I was like, okay, no biggie. And then
you weren't suspicious at all?
I was not suspicious. Literally, I was like clueless. I was just like, well, this is just a normal thing.
Yeah.
And she comes out and she was like, we're here to surprise one of you. And still I'm like,
it wasn't, yeah. It must be somebody else.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then she was like, we're to surprise Jeremiah Walker. And I was like, what in the world?
That is what.
Yeah, and then when the car pulled up, tears just hit. Because that moment was just so powerful.
Yeah.
It really helped me realize, God is with you.
Always able.
And
he's able.
No matter what you're going through, the best way to get through is if you worship him through it.
So you're a young minister, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
In need of a car. Look at what the Lord did.
Yes, ma'am.
Delivered it by way of Channel 4. You didn't just deliver a car. And so your story came to my email.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, perfect candidate for the coming to the party.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is the reason for the season.
He is, absolutely.
And he's the reason that you got that car.
Yes.
So, I mean, to me, my Christmas is made.
Yes.
Just knowing that the Father is able, because a lot of people struggling, going through a lot right now.
Oh, yeah.
Dealing with what they're going to get their families and et cetera.
Exactly.
And wasn't that 1,000 pounds lifted off of you, Angela?
Oh, absolutely it was. I just wanted to say that just with Jeremiah, and I've always taught Jeremiah that Christmas is about Jesus.
Yes.
Even when he was like 1 or 2 years old,
yeah.
I would always, and I'm just saying for me personally,
sure.
That was important for him to
Amen.
Know
Amen.
That, you know, this is about the Lord.
Yeah.
And he always knew what Christmas was about. We never, you know, did, you know, this isn't against anyone who does, but we never did the Santa Claus
right.
thing. I always let him.
Yeah, about the birth of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And, you know, saying that, and I'm sitting in the studio with people of strong faith. Reverend Pat Jackson and her husband Amos are staunch and faithful and true supporters of WFSK like you would not believe. And they know this this is a season for good stories and for good news like this family got, but that's how God operates. And also in the a choir member with First Baptist Church South Inglewood, Bonnie Bond is here. She also has been faithful in supporting WFSK during our fall fund drives, volunteering on behalf of her employer, HCA. So, Bonnie, get a little closer to the mic. How inspirational is it to hear good stories like that at the holidays?
Well, it's just wonderful to hear stories like that. That's what I grew up believing in, that
yeah.
there's always a miracle going to happen
yeah.
at Christmas time.
Amen.
And it has always happened in my life that there's been a miracle. I always tell, I was born in December, I always tell everybody I was my mom's miracle. But she probably didn't think that all the time. But it is always something that is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's been in our family, in the church and everything. You know, it's something that we came up believing.
Sure.
And we were always in the church pageants and, you know, doing the church things, sharing
yes.
and everything. And at South Inglewood, I'm in a ministry, president of a ministry, the Matrons Ministry, and we feed the homeless every month.
Yeah.
And so this month is a month that we normally take coats and things for the children. There are babies,
sure.
just new babies that need coats and everything.
Yeah.
So it's such a thing to share with them at this
Amen.
Time of year. Also.
Amen. Amen.
So we do things like that. And it's always uplifting for me to
yes.
be able to share with
Absolutely.
Somebody else
yeah.
and give a little piece of what I don't have.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. That's true. That's true. And I know you do a lot yourself, Pat, throughout the course of the year with your ministry and, of course, your family and friends. But the facts are is that you and your husband sold countless hours in to help us at WFSK. Those are the reasons why you're on our goal list for everything we do. See, you'll see this couple everywhere we go, y'all. They will be with us, okay? Because they give, that allow us a chance. When you guys come up and support all the fundraisers and you support us when we set up our booth so we can go out and talk to the people. Because, you know, this station doesn't have paid staff except for me and actually work university. So it gives us, frees us up. They know what to do and they love the music. But I want both of you all to publicly know how much we love and appreciate you. So you can speak so people don't think I'm in here talking to thin air. So you can go say something now. Go ahead.
Well, we love you too and we're just grateful to be able to be used and to be helped.
Yes.
In whatever way we can. And Jeremiah, I did see you on TV when
that
happened.
Oh, did you? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was in tears. I was in tears.
Oh,
like, yeah. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
But no, we're just grateful to be able to help and whatever, because that's that's what we're about.
Amen.
That's what Amos and I are about.
Totally. As a couple, y'all just, you know.
And we've seen many miracles in our life with our children.
Yes.
Together we have 7 children.
Oh, wow.
And 18 grandkids. And so we've seen a lot, been through a lot.
I bet you have.
Me, myself, I'm a survivor of domestic violence before I met this wonderful man.
Amen.
And so there's a lot of miracles. So I understand when we talk about this season being a season
okay,
of miracles.
Okay, miracle. Amos over there. He ain't said nothing.
Well, what can you say behind such things?
Tony, put his mic up a touch. X, so we can hear him better. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, every day is a great day.
Yes,
so,
it is.
You know, and,
yes, it is.
Especially this time of year. But, you know, when the Lord gives you so much, He expects a lot from you as well.
Oh,
and
yes.
So, as we said, we are all so thankful and grateful and for whatever we can do for you and X and the radio station. And we just, it's just our honor to be able to serve you all. And we're so grateful that
you're thankful. Well, it's a relief to be able to, you know, because this is, you know, this station can operate without us putting all this energy in it, I assure you, because it can just flow on, and but you would miss all this fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you would miss all this. I mean, you know, it takes a lot to pull this off. And, you know, it's not because my check is large, okay? I'm just telling you like it is. And the two things are not connected. But I do have a tremendous love for my community.
Yes.
And this medium that I have been in for 40 years, I love radio. So, you know, y'all just happen to be colliding at the same time. And so I have a lot to be thankful for. And there's some good people that you'll be hearing from this hour, next hour. And we're going to do little spotlights with them. And because I was surprised when almost everybody I invited came. This never happens, okay? I panicked last night, called the caterers. I was like, oh, and there's a figure. I got to RSVPs with everybody. I'm like, oh, my God. Because, you know, I send them out and I never, you know. But God is good. Anyway, so we're going to take a short time out. You all need to practice for the 3 sets you have next hour. You got your sheet music, Jeremiah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you in the male chorus. You got to step up now.
All right, yes, ma'am. I got you. Yeah. I won't disappoint.
Right. You sing in the choir too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, it's over now. Yeah. So we got 2 real singers. And what's the name of your school?
Tribeca Nazarene University.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
And what are you studying?
Worship music.
Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, when you cut your CD, go see Elder Walton. he does the gospel on Sundays right after this show. Anyway, we're going to take a really quick time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.